samurai lives 4 feet from death. The length of a katana is all that separates a life of honor and duty from an eternity in the spirit world. There is danger and tragedy everywhere. Japan is beset. Gaijin trade guns from their shuttered island. The shogun squats like a spider in a web, setting lords against lords to retain his own position. Mundane threats are not the only threats. Ghosts and spirits haunt Japan, and the kami are jealous of their worship, quick to anger if they are crossed. Into this world comes the Miguna Kitsune clan, led by its daimyo Nohaku Keiru, and served by its skilled officers. Will they be able to keep the clan from falling in this world of blood and honour?
Hello and welcome to episode 275 of The Cult of Tea and Dice. I'm Mordrigan, and I will be your Master of Samurai for Blood and Honour. Searching for Ghosts, episode 7?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
The best thing is it's 11 overall, so this one goes to 11.
I see.
Couldn't we just have made 10 louder?
No, but this one goes to 11. So anyway, who are you and who are you playing?
I'm the Duck and I'm playing Sasayaku Kaze, the Spymaster.
You're playing the Spymaster? Who are you?
I'm Bloodied. I am playing Ishigeki Kiru.
Ishigeki Kiru.
Bad Mordrigan, bad. I am playing Ishigeki Kiru, the Executioner.
I'm Archive and I'm playing Risan Fukuru, the Seneschal.
I'm Hardwick and I'm playing Shigeki Sura, the Hatton Patrol.
Earlier today I was editing the one where you said you were Archive and I burst into laughter because I'd forgotten that.
I have no idea why I said that.
Before we begin, however, we've all got teas to review. We're reviewing three different T2Ts. You'll notice that we haven't been reviewing teas so much. That's because I moved house and all of the tea went everywhere. So I've only just started finding our stocks of tea. So I have Jade Mountain, Blooded and the Duck have
Strawberries and Cream,
and Archive and Hardwick have
Packs of Peach.
Right then, I'm going to drink wine now. I can't drink very much of it though because it's got hazelnuts in. And because it's not very nice. Actually, it's okay. It is a green tea. Explore Jade Mountain and discover a utopia of cocoa, brittle pieces, and green tea. A hint of chocolate and sweet hazelnut praline is totally worth it. It's okay. I mean, it's green tea. It's got roasted rice in it, which is normally a bad sign. We all remember the brown rice fiasco.
Oh, yes.
It's not that bad. You can taste the brittle pieces. Obviously, I don't want to drink too much of that because hazelnuts and dying would be bad. It's okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, feel free.
Yeah, you're not allowed to die because you're partway through running too many games.
Yes, yes, I am partway through running a great number of games. It's not bad, is it?
I think that's good.
Holy shit.
Wow, we found a tea in the dark.
Hang on a moment. What's going on?
Yeah, I know. Our resident tea, right.
Our resident tea hater is liking the tea.
It smells really good as well.
It does smell quite nice.
I mean, if you held that under my nose blindfolded, I probably would have said that was just hot chocolate or something.
That is not bad.
All right, pass it around.
I mean, I'd probably put a little milk in it. Which is odd for a green tea. Just a wee smidge of milk. Bring out the praline a little more. But I do love me a nice praline.
You see, dear Lord.
No, dear.
Fair. You see, that was my response.
No, see, all I can taste is sweetener.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, because you don't have any in...
I
have
sugar
to.
In tea.
So.
Yeah, that is okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. It's not awful. Because I've just eaten an entire...
Another sip.
Please don't drop it on the monolith. I couldn't drink too much of it because, of course, it's got hazelnut in. And I have just eaten an entire slab of cooked chocolate cake, so... Feel free to finish it if you want it. Weirdly, the duck who hates tea has found a tea you like. I'm going to give you this so you can take that with you to find yourself more tea. So, yeah, Jade Mountain, tentatively positive. Possibly with less sweetener in it than I take. So then, the duck and blooded. What is yours like?
Strawberries and cream. It's strawberry fields are forever. Oh, this beautiful red brew and sweet aroma. Apple, hibiscus, rose hips, strawberry granules, sweet baccarine, yogurt crispies, whatever that means. Yeah. Contains milk.
Probably solidified little bits of yogurt or something.
I guess. The crispies it's ever made flavor. Up of skimmed milk, yogurt, sugar, maltodextrin, natural and artificial flavours.
Yeah, there's something to give it.
Gotta get me flavor. That maltodextrin.
It's nice. I'm trying to remember what the shop okay. The one off Earl's Court in London.
The duck is not as impressed with this one, I see.
No. It smells really nice. I agree with what did it say on the back about the aroma? It's sweet got aroma. One. Yeah, it has one.
It's a very sweet aroma.
I think it kind of smells to me a little bit like candy.
It's very sweet.
But it doesn't taste like candy. It tastes like...
So you feel... It tastes like cheating.
Sorry?
It tastes like cheating. Because yeah. It smells like it, but it doesn't taste like
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
I see. So, I'm trying to remember what the Covent Garden tea shop strawberries and cream was like and whether that was better. But...
I seem to remember we all quite enjoyed the Neil Street tea shop one.
Yeah, this one's still good.
And then we move on to Archive and Hardwick.
So we're more doing lots of swap teas now. Is that where this is going?
I already knew I probably wasn't going to like strawberries cream, and that one's got hazelnuts in, and that one's got milk in. So, I'm shit out of luck there.
This one's packs of peach. It's all peachy with a succulent blend of lip-smacking flavours. This sweet brew sings of peach, papaya, apple, and roasted chicory, creating a soft combo that really packs a peach. Also, great iced. We don't have that iced. You don't get to hear about that.
Yeah, but we tend to boil
somewhere
shit.
In America, Allegory is pissed off now and he doesn't know why.
It is a very subtle flavour.
It's definitely peachy.
It's peachy, but it's just like... a bit watery.
Mm. That does tend to be a thing with fruit teas, though.
Yeah.
Mm. I think I drink enough fruit teas that... this is nice. I really like it.
I mean, I like fruit teas, but it's kind of... a bit one-dimensional. I'm not getting any kind of aftertaste. Yeah.
Lack of good aftertaste.
Mm. Yeah, I think probably the same maybe could be said of the strawberries and cream. It's a very potent, at least because I let it brew, of a very sort of oomph of strawberry, but that's really it. There's a little bit of the creaminess, but not very much.
Weirdly, I'd say that Jade Mountain did have good aftertaste.
Hmm.
I have to say, after just having two bites of the chocolate cake, I really can't taste any of the chocolate flavour in this.
That's now, possibly why I couldn't.
Yeah.
That's okay. But anyway, so there we go. Three different teas for you. Moving on from the teas then. Could somebody please recap what happened last time? Dum, dum, dum. So, could somebody please recap what happened last week?
You were saying what happened 2 weeks ago.
Well, I just remember where it was when I was last here, which was we were on our way to a dodgy inn at a crossroads.
The inn at the Red Crossroads.
Yes. Because that was a place where salubrious people could be hired for deeds.
Dodgy deeds.
Yes. In particular, we were looking for Cheesy Man Hannah.
Cheesy Hannah.
The big lady with the large geisha.
Yes.
Anyway, that is what we ended up doing last session. We stopped off at the shrine
and dropped off your horses and your dudes.
Yes.
Apart from two dudes that you took with you to act as ablative armor. Now, originally you were talking about sending your horses home, but as it was a place to stop, he decided to leave them there instead.
And we decided to disguise ourselves. I believe I disguised myself as a Ronin.
Mm-hmm.
And then You guys, did you just go as peasants or just like
something,
my little
like
entourage
that
kind
yeah,
of thing?
Yeah, little entourage.
Yeah.
Nothing exciting.
Just trying to not draw attention to ourselves, but if attention was drawn to us, people would be like, oh, that's a Ronin, so we'll stay clear of them.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with the Ronin,
anyway.
Man. Don't fuck with the Ronin.
And then eventually we did arrive at the battlefield that the inn is in the center of, just at nightfall.
Mm-hmm.
And we debated on whether or not we were going to camp or go through. In the end, we decided we'll just risk it.
Walk across the haunted battlefield
yeah.
at night.
I mean, there's a lot of ghosts, basically, in the area where you lot live.
Luckily, they mostly seem to be concerned with each other, not us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true.
Other than when we almost got in the way of a cavalry, well, we sort of did get in the way of a cavalry charge, but it was
yeah.
all right. They didn't kill us.
They mostly didn't notice you, that's why.
Well, yeah, it was good, because they were more concerned with the other ghosts. So, yeah, it was all right. We got across.
Mm-hmm.
And then right before we got there, we met a Tengu?
A Tengu. It's a very tall, thin man with a lantern, orange robes, yellow silk belt, a sword, which wasn't a katana, a beaky nose and weird eyes.
Yeah, and we had a few sparring matches with him in exchange for some information. I believe the Hatimoto sparred with him first, and
yeah.
you did okay.
Yeah, I mean, he still, like, bested me, but, yeah.
And
pretty easily, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But he didn't kill you, because he said he would.
Yes.
And you got healed out of it.
He did heal
yeah,
me, yeah.
Yeah, he healed. And then I decided to have a go at it. That went about as well as you'd expect.
You see, the thing that he forgot to do was mention that he was wounded, and also he nearly forgot to make sure that the Tengu was not going to just fucking murder him. I mean, full marks for really going for it, but at the same time...
Yeah, I did last minute realise that he didn't slip in that little clause of, I won't kill you, but he gave the Hatimoto, managed to catch that one. But I
just
still did get
your head off.
Beat pretty bad.
Yeah.
But
pretty bad.
In return, he told us who to expect at the inn at the Red Crossroads,
mm-hmm.
which we were told that the Cheesy Hannah was going to be there. Is that
cheesy Hannah?
Cheesy Hannah.
So, somewhere I've got what her name actually means. I think it's something like sweet petal or something like that.
Oh,
like
I have it
Hannah.
Spelled in my notes as cheesy Hannah.
C-H-I-S-I-H-A-N-A.
Okay, well, my spelling is way off.
Okay.
That's
fine.
Anyway, the geisha was going to be there.
Yes.
We knew that the uncle was going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Of the uncle of the Akarito.
Akino Akarito Koshi.
Yes.
No, you're right. It is Chishi Hana. Well, I've been pronouncing it wrong myself. I transcribed it further up my nose without the H. No, she is Chishi Hana. Sorry. Continue.
But not cheesy.
She's not cheesy, no.
We also found out that there were going to be a small group of, not bandits,
mercenaries
there.
And some cannibals.
Yeah.
And yeah.
There's a couple of cannibals there.
Along with just the owners of the inn. And
one of whom is an assassin.
Yes. And some insects, some worms, some...
cockroaches,
horses, chickens, pigs, ducks, flies, mold, and weevils were all mentioned. In addition to the ones you mentioned.
Yeah. So we made our way there. We got booked into a room. We went down. I think there was a head in the central fireplace.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it was related to the mercenaries because they were laughing about it.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to stop and have a chat with the uncle, see what we could learn from him. And just as the conversation was getting interesting, just as he was starting to speculate about who could be behind all of the stuff that's going on with our clan, an arrow came down from above us and Chishihana shot him. And that's where we left it.
He has just spent an honor point to not die. However, he is at the same sort of level as the previous person who Chishihana shot in front of you.
Wonderful.
So above you, in the rafters, is Chishihana. She's obviously in her travelling clothes. She's got that weird belt with the ropes attached to it. You can see at the moment only one of the ropes is attached to anything. And there's like a silver claw on the end of the rope,
mm-hmm.
and it's hooked over a rafter above her. Because she's coming through a window at the top.
Right.
You know where the smoke from the fire was going out?
Yeah.
That's where she's come in.
Right.
The other of these claws she's got in her hand, in the hand she used to pull the string back. There's a quiver of arrows on her back, and her fuck massive bow is in her hand. For all that she's in her travelling clothes, full geisha makeup. And the guy is lying there, like, with this 3-foot-long arrow sticking. Well, you can only see 2.5 foot of the 3-foot-long arrow. He's lying there like... He's not well. Oh dear, have I rather spoilt your reunion?
I'm not really sure. I'm trying to decide how I would react to this situation. Because...
Yeah, temptation to say I can't recall reunion when I met before.
Yeah. But I don't feel like me being that cowardly would have the presence of mind to be that articulate.
She starts swinging the silver hook in her hand and then hurls it across the little rafter. Let's go.
We seem to be at a little bit of an impasse.
Yes. I mean, how so?
Well, that man needs to be dead, and I suspect you're interested in keeping him alive. Has anybody moved to get in front of the uncle, by the way?
I have.
Why does he need to be dead?
That would be telling.
It would.
I'm not going to do that.
Is there anything we could say to convince you to tell us?
Maybe you could. We had a lovely conversation in the woods that time, remember?
Yes.
Do you remember what you said?
No.
No, because he was basically doing clenchy bum talking at that point. It was like, say anything, just don't die.
Well, I suppose if you were to take a couple of steps over to my side...
When she says that, does she mean literally get out of the way of...
You don't know. I mean, you're not the one standing directly in front of the uncle. Get the impression, because last time she was talking about would you be more trouble killed or left alive to fuck your clan over.
Right.
She was not wrong about that, it turns out. I mean, at the time, she was just guessing. But it turns out she called it dead on.
I will kind of get up. I'd imagine, at least in my mind,
everybody
she's
kind of
like up there behind right. me a little bit, and I'm staring. So
yes, because you were sat facing him, right? Yeah. Because you were the one talking. So yeah, she is up and behind you.
So
if it was a square room, down on the bottom left hand side, and pretty much all the way along for 2/3 of it. Is where the mercenaries were. Mm-hmm. Fire pit's in the middle. Uncle was in the dark bottom right corner.
Yeah.
She's come in through the window, sort of in the middle, but mostly on the left. So yeah, she's up and behind you.
Well, I am going to stand up, mm-hmm. take a kind of like a few steps towards her, just to try and make it so that we're actually looking at each other rather than me looking behind my back.
Okay.
So, are you going to... step over the line and join the winning team?
I'm loyal to my clan.
Oh, dear. What a shame. What are the rest of you doing while he's talking?
From what she's saying, she's talking about the winning team. Does this sound like the words of someone who's a paid assassin, or like she's maybe more involved than that?
You can do. It's wisdom for knowing, for noticing shit, isn't it?
I think so.
So it'll be wisdom versus beauty. Now, okay. She's pretty beauty heavy. Where the fuck is her stats? Right. So, that.
Yeah, I'm basically staying quiet and trying to analyse what she's saying.
Now, the. Oh, where's the rule book? Oh, unfortunate. One of her aspects is appropriate. She does not have any glories that are appropriate. She's given up her clever disguise. Her name isn't appropriate. So she's got a number of dice. First things first, is your name appropriate?
Aral's good enough at the spotting things?
I'll give you it. Two dice.
Ooh, okay.
Dice equal to your wisdom.
Yep.
If a dog knew my plans, applies. Three dice. Excellent. So, at this point, you need to choose your dice and set aside your wages. Now, bear in mind, she's fucking beautiful. So, she's probably got a fair few dice for this.
Hmm. Okay.
Roll your dice.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's a shit roll.
She got 20.
Yeah, I did not.
What? Did you get over 10?
Yes.
Okay. So, how many wages do you have?
Half, so I've got one.
Okay. Don't you get a free one for wisdom?
Nope, I get a free one for cunning.
Oh. So if you were lying to her...
Yeah, be fine. Well, I have to do a beauty contest.
Terrible. So she's got two wages. She begins with, you can't really tell whether she's referring to, like, somebody who's hired her or somebody she is sworn to. She will spend her first wager, however, to slightly fuck herself over... In that you do get the impression that she's specifically talking about the winning team in the room currently. So either she's very convinced that she can take all four of you, or she's expecting help. You can now spend your one wager if you wish.
As she mentions the winning team, her eyes sort of flick over to the corner of the room. Well,
to the mercenaries.
Yeah, okay.
Her second wager is that the mercenaries notice this look and sort of start getting to their feet. So then, as I said, we seem to be at an impasse. Executioner, Hatamoto, are you doing anything? Hatamoto, Zashigaru. They're probably going, oh, we're subject to the Yawamushi rule. Actually, they're not, because they count as being part of you. Do you want to do anything either of you?
Where were our swords here? Because I assume, obviously, I'm assuming he has a sword, but I
think...
You've got them. You got them out.
Okay.
Put them back on, in fact.
Mm. When we got here, we got out. Well,
okay.
We're sort of being dressed down.
Yeah. You sort of look like Ronan.
We went upstairs to change clothes.
And have a conversation.
Okay.
But sadly didn't check the other attic room.
The spymaster rather pointedly suggested we might want to change our clothes. Apparently ours weren't nice
enough. I mean, they look like peasants because he dressed you like peasants.
I mean, he's the most beautiful of all of us, so he'd know.
He is. He is. But only as long as his head's still attached.
So she's up in the rafters.
She is.
I'm standing between her and...
The guy you want to keep alive, probably.
Yeah. There's a bunch of mercenaries who've just started to sort of start standing up.
So, yes, you are standing between her and the uncle you would preferably have alive.
And the mercenaries have just stood up, which means they're probably working for her.
Yeah.
Where is the back door? Because...
The front door is directly to the left of you. No, it's between you and them.
Right, okay.
The back door is behind the bar.
Okay, and is the owner there, but his wife
isn't? The innkeeper is there. He has sort of leaned down behind the bar as if reaching for a weapon.
Right.
There is not a single sign of his assassin wife.
Hmm.
That's...
That doesn't mean she's not here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have seen her.
You've seen her. She was asleep in a corner.
She wasn't super tall.
She wasn't Chief Sihara, no.
Okay.
Oh, and the two cannibals are still outside. The Buddhist monk and the stable boy.
What about the sheep?
Yes, all of the other animals are still the fuck outside or in the bread or wherever they were, with the exception of the fly up there that got killed as her arrow went through it on the way to the uncle.
Good to know. Excellent.
Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
So yeah, you're standing between her and her target. What about you, Hatamoto?
I'm going to tell the two Ashigaru to watch the door.
Do you point at the front door or the back door? Or both?
The front door, that was on our side, wasn't
it? Yes, it's between you and the mercenaries.
Yes.
Okay.
It's when you're back ready to... It's
guard.
Guard, yeah. I'm going to go to guard.
That seems like a good one. Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming you've all gone to guard by this point because all of the mercenaries have also gone to guard.
Are there six mercenaries?
There are. They're all fairly drunk. There's one big guy who's got a lot of facial hair and has a big sort of maul. And there's a guy who definitely has a katana. And he stood up. He's got a scar down one side of his face and sort of a couple of cuts at the side of his mouth on the other side. And he looks up and goes, T.C. Hannah, we were waiting for you for something else. Yes, I decided to do two jobs at once, my friend. Do you have the payment?
Of course.
Excellent. He draws his sword and sort of faces you lot. You get the impression that he may be a named character, as is the man with the big maul. The others... mercenary, and therefore subject to the Yawamushi rule, and therefore chop up a ball by just going, I chop them up. The innkeeper is the only other character in this scene, who is also named, and has lifted a Tetsubo the size of a small tree. Tetsubo. So Tetsubo are, they're sort of a baseball bat.
Mm-hmm.
But a bit longer than a baseball bat with iron buttons all down the side.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, we get those.
Nice.
Cool.
It's like someone's
been
nailed the tree.
Yes.
That's a bit sad.
But better designed.
I don't suppose there's any way we can resolve this without killing each other?
Oh, there is. You fall down to one side, I shoot the man. And then you all leave and don't get involved in my business again.
You're kind of involved in the business of our clan. Which makes it difficult for us to be uninvolved.
I didn't say it would be easy. I mean, we could just kill them. I mean, that is also an option. The innkeeper just puts the tetsubo on the bar and just goes, I don't care what you're doing. But any damages comes out of the purse of the winner. And if anybody attacks me, I'm going to smash them to death. And then he picks the tetsubo up again and just sort of puts it over his shoulder and waits.
I'll nod.
Kind of nod as well. I agree to those terms.
It is very tense in the room. Everybody's sort of waiting for the first move to be made. GC Hammers. By now, she's pulled an arrow from her quiver and strung her bow again. She's only got it at half knock. She hasn't fully pulled it back, but that's the work of a second.
So, just to be clear, are your orders just to kill him or to stop him from spreading information?
You honestly think I'm just going to tell you everything, don't you?
It would be nice. Because all we're here for is information.
Do you want to try and seduce her?
Yeah.
Why not? You seem to be seducing, sir. So this is going to be a beauty contest.
Okay.
Who'd be the prettiest of them all?
Now, what is your name?
Work it, girl.
Whispering Wind.
No. Clan name? Stunning Fogs. Yes, 1 point. Do you have the seducing aspect? All women are the wives.
No.
Oh dear.
But you've got a nice tongue.
Silver tongue.
You can have one for silver tongue.
Is that one dice?
Yes, because I believe you've only got a rank one reputation.
And it was one dice for the clan.
Yes. Yeah. Right, now, she will be opposing you with, I suspect it's wisdom. I think it's probably wisdom. Wisdom. Ooh, I wonder if she can do that to you as well. Oh my god, she can. She tags your trusting aspect, which you do not know that you have, because currently your Daimyo is kind. Which you didn't know.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Amazing.
He is currently kind. But that gives you the trusting aspect, which is why she's tagging the fuck out. Alive. Yes. That is entirely why Jinsoku's alive. I just need to check whether one of her aspects is appropriate. They're not trying to lie. Okay. Deer pays their mind. I suspect that's wilderness. And one of us is as great as all of us. She doesn't have anyone with her. She's a superlative geisha, but I don't think that's appropriate at this point. You're trying to charm her. I mean, not being charmed isn't really central to being a geisha, and beyond reproach doesn't really apply either. So, choose your number of dice and set aside your wages.
Okay.
They're wrong. So she got 14.
I got more than 14.
Okay, so you gain priority. She only had one wager. I think does she get to keep her one or lose
no.
it?
No, she loses it. You always have to keep an even number.
I also only had one wager.
Okay, so you can describe what happens then. Because you've got priority. Remember, you can't go too far with priority, but you do have a wager.
Well, I was trying to convince her not to kill us and to...
And to give you information.
Yeah.
I mean, you're fairly certain the she doesn't kill you is off the table here. Well, she doesn't try and kill you. A fight doesn't occur is probably off the table.
The, I'm going to say she kind of pauses to consider, like she doesn't outright just dismiss it.
Okay. She's like... And then spend your wager.
And then for my wager... I'm going to say, does anyone have any suggestions?
Make her tell us something.
I mean, that is viable.
She drops some information so that to try and convince us that we should just let her kill him and that he's not worth protecting.
She's looking down at you. She's still got the bow at half draw. And she just goes, let me explain for you. Something very simple that you should probably have already worked out on your own. My lord is not really interested in your lands. His whole interference is just to put people off their step. So if you step out of the way and I murder that man, all will be well. You don't actually believe the all will be well bit, but everything else... She has just revealed that she works for a lord.
Kind of turn to you guys to see what you think. I mean, I believe that maybe her lord doesn't want... This is me thinking out loud. I'm not necessarily saying this in front of everyone. I kind of believe that maybe her lord doesn't want anything to do with our land, but that doesn't mean he's not going to fuck it over in trying to accomplish whatever he's trying to do. So, kind of looking at you guys quizzically to see.
It's all very tense.
Is there any way of assessing if I think or someone thinks he's actually going to survive?
He's about as badly injured as Jinsoku was. It's a similar sort of hit. So he's going to be out for a while.
Yeah.
In theory, somebody who was particularly wise or cunning could probably wake him up long enough to get some information out of him, but then he'll die. Carrying him all the way back to your castle from here will probably also have the same effect, incidentally.
Yeah.
So really, if you keep him alive for this fight, you'll be able to get some information from him, and then he'll probably snuff it. But that's more information you'll get from him if she than if she shoots him again.
Yes.
Because he's currently on a level 5 injury, which means she can have 5 extra dice to shoot him next time, and she shot him pretty good last time.
Oh.
The tension ratchets up. There's a creaking sound as her bow is pulled back, and the arrow sort of starts pointing straight at the executioner who is in the way.
How high up is she?
She's probably about 4 or 5 metres. She's so pretty high up.
Leap upable.
Not easily, no. I mean, you could try and bounce off some of the rafters or leap up and pull yourself up and do some wire fighting, as it were, but we are in mythical Japan.
True.
I mean, it's not full exalted, but you can try it.
You're going from there, of course, so that means that the shot entirely clear first take.
It does. I mean, basically what you'd need to be able to do is you'd need to be rolling an attack against her and have enough wages to say how you get up there.
Okay, which would be at least one.
At least one.
Right. Fuck it.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So then.
Right.
You see, Anna.
Okay, so prowess 4. Is it prowess?
It is prowess, yes.
Prowess, yeah, okay. Executioner, rank 2, so I get.
I would give you 2. That, yes.
Yeah.
She is going to take her assassin buff.
Yep. My name is One Cut Kill, so.
I will grant that one.
Okay.
She also gets that because of her excellent bow. None of her other aspects are appropriate.
None of my aspects are appropriate. I do have rank 1 glory emotionless killer.
You can take that, yes.
Okay.
So then, take your dice. You're currently suffering from what?
Technically counts as level 1 because of the thing I'm wearing from the priests.
She won't tag it.
Okay.
It's pointless to do it. Right, set aside the dice you're rolling to attack her.
Mm-hmm.
Set aside your wages.
Mm-hmm.
And then roll the dice you're rolling. Oh, dearie me. She did not roll well. She only got 9.
15.
So you gain priority. She keeps one of her 2 wages. You keep all of your wages.
Which is 3.
Okay, then. So, start with what happens.
In a single fluid movement, the executioner moves forward, drawing his sword, leaps, and by stepping off one of the tables.
That's probably a wager spent.
Yep, he's on the table.
Okay. She spots you coming and attempts to shoot the guy. She will do that as a separate action. She basically gives up on trying to shoot you and tries to shoot the guy behind you instead. Wager number 2.
Due to the springing up, he's able to reach the rafters and lands beside her.
Mm-hmm. She has no more wages.
Disgusting.
Bear in mind your taboo.
Yeah. Yeah.
You feel hurt for a bit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, but hit her with a counter-seller, she's dead.
My wager can't affect her wager, can it?
It can if it doesn't contradict it. All I've said is she attempts to shoot him as you're coming up at her.
The impact of him landing on the rafter causes it to judder slightly, throwing her shot askew a bit.
Okay. The arrow shoots through the air and embeds itself in the table next to his head. At no point have you said that you hit her with your sword.
Yeah.
So at this point, she isn't dead.
Mm-hmm.
Right then. At this point, All hell breaketh loose. You've taken your action, so in this round we won't do you. I can't remember how we do this. Who wants to do something? Because it's not really mass murder. You see, this is the problem
with
this game.
When did it mass murder?
Well, it technically is, but it technically isn't. So the problem is, you've got four samurai on your side, and effectively three samurai on their side. So in theory, yes, it is a mass murder, because everybody should be fighting everybody all at once. But that seems really shit, because that means that people who want to use the Yoruboshi rule, like...
I absolutely want to use that rule.
Yeah, I mean, I expected that you would. I think we're going to split it off into, like, samurai on samurai action. So, you are fighting Cheesy Hannah.
Mm.
Who would like to take on leader of the mercenaries?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so Hatamoto leaps towards leader of the mercenaries. Who would like to take on big fucking dude with a maul?
What's your prowess? The same as yours.
Okay.
And why are we whispering?
I mean, I guess. Okay.
So you basically, and he comes for you, and this is probably going to be a lot of you scrambling backwards trying to get out of the way, but yeah, he comes for you, which leaves you with the other four mercenaries.
I have 3 3-point injuries. I'm not dealing with those guys.
Yeah, but they have to pay you honour to tag your aspect.
Yeah, fair. But they have a lot of aspects to tag.
Yes, they do, and they could tag multiple ones at a time, but that would mean you have a lot of honour to spend to get 4 extra dice each time.
That's true.
So anyway.
Can I use one of my geary things?
Potentially, yes.
To name a truth?
Yes, do it quickly.
I've had secret dealings with the guy that I'm fighting before.
Okay.
I don't know how that's going to help me, but I'm going to find a way to...
Fair enough. So, I'm going to deal with him then, versus you. So, he is quite good at what he does. He's a large man with a large weapon. You get your prowess.
Yep. Yep.
That's pretty much it. So, he comes for you. Roll your dice. I'm assuming you're not. Oh, for fuck's sake. You know, last time my dice were really hot. They're not this time. This guy gets 8.
I got 7.
Neither of you reach priority. So he starts stomping across towards you, and you, like, back away going, it's me! It's me! Because he's like, I know! So, yeah. And then we'll go to the Hatamoto, I'm guessing.
Okie doke.
Hatamoto, what would you like to do? I'm guessing fight this dude?
Yeah.
So, he is quite a good warrior.
Okay.
He has a reputation as mercenary captain.
Okay.
You and he start circling each other as this becomes a bit more of a duel. Dun, dun, dun. So we're going to use the duel rules for you two. So, the duel. Why is duel not in the same... Ah, here we go. So, he has got a total of 6 dice.
Okay.
Because he has a prowess of 4 and a 2-point reputation as quite a good mercenary leader.
Mm-hmm.
What is your prowess?
4.
4. So you've got 4 dice for that.
Mm-hmm.
Hatamoto is appropriate, so you get 1 for that.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing you to 5. What is your name?
My name? Inspirational Leader.
Not really for a duel?
No.
Do you have any aspects that are appropriate?
Not particularly.
Do you have any injuries currently?
Nope.
You don't, because the Kenku felt you up.
I've been Kenku.
You've got Kenkus. Do you have a giri? Not a giri, a reputation that you think might be appropriate?
No.
So you've got 5 dice, he's got 6.
Mm-hmm.
He sets aside 2 dice for wages, which means you have to match him with 2 dice.
Okay.
So, He is then going to roll four dice. You're going to roll three. Whoever rolls highest gains privilege. Please note, you can spend honor if you wish to give yourself four extra dice, because this guy is not fucking about.
Yeah, I think I might.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, yeah, so if you spend... Actually, yeah. Are you spending honor?
Yeah.
Spend the honor, take four dice, then you become the person in control because you've got more dice than him, because you've got nine at that point, and he's only got six.
Nine?
Five for your... Four for your prowess, one for general, four more for the honor.
I've only got seven because I've got to match his wages.
No, or that's not. What I'm saying. You've become the person who decides how many wages there are.
Oh, I see.
Because
right.
You've got nine dice now and he's only got six.
Right, so, okay.
At this point, you can decide how many dice you set aside as wages and he has to match you. Now, bear in mind, duels are a good way of gaining a great deal of honour. So, as long as he rolls at least one die... As long as he rolls at least two dice and can get priority, each wager set aside by your enemy is worth one glory. So your glory is going to go up a lot. There is no glory in defeating an opponent when the match is so obviously one-sided. Thus, if you reduce your opponent to less than two dice with just spending wages, you gain no glory. So in theory, you could set aside four dice... Mm-hmm. And get four glory out of this for the duel in the inn at the Red Crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted an absolutely stabbing in the back fight, you could totally just...
Set aside six, but yeah. You'll get no glory.
Yeah, yeah. But then you would be fighting gloriously, so of course it makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll go for four.
So you are setting aside the full four.
Yep.
So you are rolling the rest of the dice. He's rolling his two dice. To try and get priority. Oh dear.
17.
Five. So, you gain four glory towards the duel at the Red the Crossroads, the inn at the Red Crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously thinking he's just that good. He rushes towards you and you square off against each other. And you're both in normal guard to begin with. And then he goes into High Guard, which, for those of you who've ever watched a samurai film, High Guard is, I am overconfident and I'm going to die. Now, do you go into Backwards Guard just to really show off, or do you just stay in normal guard?
I mean, I don't see myself... Yeah, I don't see myself as particularly flashy, so I'd probably just kind of stay in
front. So you stay in normal guard.
Yeah.
He goes, charges forward, and how do you kill him? You're the one in charge. Do you kill him? Does he kill you? You can get a shitload of honour if he does. I mean, your friends probably won't thank you very much, but...
Do you kill him?
yes,
yeah.
Fair enough. So, yeah, he comes charging at you in High Guard. What happens?
So, I'm in, like, normal front guard. Just kind of do a slashing kind of Z.
All right.
And just, like, take his sword arms.
Off.
Basically, yeah, and then...
So, you go... And for a moment, the momentum carries him forward, and his sword continues on and sort of drops to the floor. And he stops for a moment and screams as his arms pump blood everywhere, and then he topples over and part of his head falls off. He's dead. Very, very dead. Which leaves you fighting four dudes.
Four is a lot.
What happens to these four dudes?
Two of them, as they come running towards me, are quickly sliced down.
Excellent. Then you're fighting two dudes.
Yes.
So you kill the first two dudes. So take your prowess.
Yes.
Do you have anything that you think you can add?
Um.
These guys, incidentally, are using wakizashis, not katanas. That is important for you get hit, you don't instantly die.
Fair.
However, you're also injured, are you not?
I am, yes.
How injured are you?
I have 3 3-point injuries.
They tag one of your 3-point injuries and take 3 extra dice and give you an honor point.
Of course they do.
Yep.
Okay. Unless the fact that owls are hunting birds is a thing I can use, then no, there is nothing else I can tag.
I mean, you can always spend honor.
I mean, they did just give me an honor by tagging my thing.
They did.
So, effectively, I'd be getting a 3 dice out of it. Right?
3-4 dice.
No.
Oh, because yes, yeah.
They get 3.
Yeah.
And then I get one. And we just pass the honour back on board.
Yeah.
So, yeah, why not? I'll pass the honour back again.
Can someone throw me that honour back?
And take...
Okay.
I tried.
So then, right. choose your number of dice to attack, then choose your wages. Now, remember, in this combat, you can... Because you're fighting against just normal dudes, you could use your wager to hit more of them.
Okay.
If you get priority.
Yeah.
Because they're going to try and stab you.
Okay. And how does fighting, what do I do?
So, whoever gets priority gets to determine what happens.
Yeah.
In your case, you can, just for getting priority, you can go, I hit one of them. You hit them with a katana, they die.
Okay.
If they hit you, they're going to do 1 point of damage, but they can spend their wages in a lump, as it were, to upgrade the damage they've done.
Yeah, okay.
Whereas you can use your wages to go, and then I hit the other one.
Okay.
So they come rushing towards you.
Okay.
How many dice are you rolling? I bet the Spymaster is feeling pretty good about his just no-score draw at the moment. So, they don't get priority, fuck's sake.
Okay.
So, did you get priority? Did you get over 10?
Yes.
Okay. Do you hit one of them?
Yes.
Would you like them to spend their wager next, or would you like to spend your first wager?
Well, I have one wager.
So, would you like to spend it?
Yeah.
Or are you going to let them spend it?
No, I'm going to spend it.
So, you do what with the other wager?
Kill the other one.
They rush forward, and you're mushy two of them down. And then, as part of them attacking you, you manage to chop the other two down as well. This is why samurai are better than mercenaries. And I believe we're now back to the top. Mr. Executioner, you are up on a beam with T.C. Hanna. Oh, you spoiled my shot. I mean, that's just rude. I might have to do something about that. And she is actually going to duel you.
Okay.
So, take dice equal to your prowess.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you get an extra 1 for your sword.
Oh, I forgot about that last time.
And you get 1 for your executioner.
I'm in rank 2, Gary.
You get 2 for your executioner. I believe you get some for your name.
1 cut kill.
Yeah, and I believe you get 1 for your reputation.
Motionless killer.
She takes 4 for her prowess. She takes 2 for her superlative bow. And she's going to take 1 for her assassin. And she will, this time, tag your 1 point injury to give her a total of 8 dice.
Can I tag honour? Can I spend honour to gain dice?
You can indeed spend honour to gain dice.
Okay, I will spend an honour.
Which gives you 4.
Okay.
Think of that. You've given us honour. Let's give it back.
It's fine. So, you have got how many dice?
13.
So you're going to be choosing how many dice to set aside as a wager. She's got 8. How many are you setting aside? You need to tell me for the duel.
Oh, for duels, I need to tell you. Yeah. I'm setting aside 2.
2. So she's rolling 6 dice, you're rolling 11.
Yes.
Okay.
That was penis-y, I'll re-roll that. I mean, good too, because it was a 6. 41.
25. You gain 2 glory, as does she. Just take a look at jewels. I don't think in jewels you actually spend wages. Yeah, basically, in a duel, you don't really spend the wages. They just turn into glory.
Okay.
So, what happens? Do you kill her?
I cut off one of her legs and she falls off the beam, but it doesn't kill her.
She cut off the leg would be injury level 5, wouldn't it?
Hmm.
Yes, that's probably injury level 5, I suspect.
I mean, if I'm being cheesy, please do tell me.
How many wages did you have?
Had 2. Is that too much for 2 wages, do you think?
You see, basically, if you hit her with a katana, she drops dead.
Can I be... Because I was literally trying to incapacitate... I wanted to put her down, but not kill her, because my taboo is...
Yeah.
So he's deliberately... He's deliberately going for a maim and take out of immediate fight, but do not kill, instantly wound.
I'm just trying to work out what's the best way to do it.
Okay.
As you might imagine, this game focuses mostly on dismembering your enemies and leaving them dead.
Yeah, but in this case, I specifically must not kill her.
I'm going to say that you can downgrade the damage, so... You're spending a wager to downgrade it to really fucking bad, but yeah. Not deadly.
Yeah.
It doesn't cut her leg off.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
It just hacks into her leg. Yep, she falls down. She's still hanging from the roof. She seems to be unconscious at the moment. At which point, I believe we come to the only fight still going. The big fat man is coming for you, Mr. Spymaster!
Can I try a beauty check to convince him not to?
You can try and use beauty to defend against prowess, yes.
Yeah, okay. Because I'd like to do that.
Okay. So, he's taking his standard attack die.
Yeah. I get 1 for Silver Tongue?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what's the clan name?
Yeah. Okay.
She makes us so proud.
Wow, he didn't roll great. He only got 12.
I got 19,
20. 20. So, he loses half his wages. Did you have any wages?
I had 1.
Okay. So, he's stomping towards you as you sort of scramble backwards through the room, sort of in front of you as he's like, smashing things out of the way with his maul and coming towards you. What do you do?
I'm basically like, look, you know, I'm not that great in a fight. I'm sure we can come to some other arrangement.
Do you want him to spend his wager or do you want you to spend?
He can spend his wager first.
He steps forward, gets right up close to you, sort of bops you in the chest with his thing, his maul. Sort of bops you in the chest with his maul, because bopping you with his thing would be impressive if he's bopping you in the chest. He bops you in the chest with his maul and then goes, yeah, no, I'm just joking. Looks like the boss is dead anyway.
Whew, okay.
Got another wager.
For my wager, I would like to say he's high enough up in the mercenary group that he would have dealt with Chi-Chi Hannah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In person, yeah.
Yeah. Right then. Silence falls over the inn. Well, I say silence. There's quite a few, like, Ashigaru types lying on the ground going, and Chi-Chi Hannah is just sort of hanging limply, vaguely above the fire, if we're honest.
Should we?
The barman is like, okay. Silence descends. The door opens and in comes a Buddhist monk. Ah. Oh. He glances down at all of the dead bodies and like, oh, I see there's been some kind of altercation here. He lifts his lips, which doesn't work on radio, but he creeped them the fuck out. Oh, Mr. Briss. That's a League of Gentlemen joke. Never mind. Moving on.
I kind of, as he walks in, I say, you can't have the bodies yet.
He looks like, oh, I will obviously wait to perform the burial rites later.
Sure.
He's vaguely confused because he doesn't know that you know yeah. he's a fucking cannibal.
I mean, I'm thoroughly confused by the yet. Yeah.
I hop down from the rafters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, should we cut her down?
What are we going to do with her?
I mean, what are the chances that she'll actually tell us anything?
Don't look at me. Interrogation isn't my job, I just kill people.
I think it's worth a shot.
Then tie her up, and I suppose we take her with us, or are we going to do it here?
Is she about as badly injured as that guy? Who's probably not going to survive much beyond a quick conversation without proper medical attention.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, he was specifically trying to not kill her, so she might be slightly less injured than that.
Okay.
Because he had enough wages that if you wanted, you could drop it to injury 4 rather than injury 5.
What's injury 4 again?
Injury 4 is, it'll be a season before she's better.
Before she goes down to 3. Okay. We'll say she's injury level 4.
Yeah. Injury 4 represents something serious, a broken bone, a missing limb, an eye cut out of the socket. You did sort of say you wanted a limb to be missing, it's just badly hacked because it's not off. But yeah.
It might need to be amputated later.
It might do.
Yeah. Okay, well,
you're grinning while you say that.
Yeah.
Don't worry, everybody else was just as creeped out by that as you. Don't worry. But anyway.
Talk to him first, I'll tie her up.
Okay.
Cut her down.
You start cutting her
down. Start tying her up.
So you go over to Uncle McUncle Face. He's lying there. He's very, very pale. He's like... he's got a 3-foot arrow sticking out of one of his lungs. He's pretty badly off.
You
stare at him for a bit.
Is there anything we can do for him to make his...
If you do me a successful wisdom... then you can probably stabilise him long enough to get some information out of him. The more wages you get, the more information you can ask for.
Okay. How wise are you feeling today? You're not wise enough.
As wise as the owl.
Is the owl wise?
Stop hitting your mic, Seth.
Did I hit my mic, Seth?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't realise I had.
It's because you don't have the candle.
Oh, really?
It's surprisingly loud because of all the springs. Mm. But anyway.
So, is the owl wise?
I'll grant it.
I mean, I will ask for everything. Feel free to say
that. Yeah, no. It's what you're supposed to do in this game.
I mean, is this related to finding out secrets?
It is.
In a roundabout sort of way.
Yeah, I'll grant it.
Okay then, fair enough. Yeah, I don't think I can push the others. But
No. Right, so, choose how many dice you're rolling, and then set aside your wages.
Okay, so this is one more I need to get above 10, and then wages are useful.
Yes.
Okay. Alright.
Basically, if you get above 10, you can manage to stabilise him long enough so that he can talk to you.
Mm.
And the more... basically, I'm going to turn wages into more information.
Okay.
You won't need to decide how you spend them. I'm going to spend them for you.
Okay, fair enough. When you said above 10...
I mean, the dice need to be 10 or more.
10 counts.
Yes, 10 Good. Counts. You achieve priority, supposedly, by the skin of your teeth.
Yes!
I just imagine you going over, you just... pull out the arrow and then immediately realize it was a mistake
and
then
put it back
quick,
in.
Quick!
Same hole!
How many wages did you have?
Four?
Okay. So you sort of, you snap the arrow off rather than pull it out and then apply a load of pressure. He sort of, his eyes flicker open and goes,
I think she's killed me. You should know that the Nakatomi and the Megumi Kitsune, they're being set against each other. I thought it was the Akino because of the border you see between Nakatomi and them, but it isn't. The Akino are gone. They look like they're still there, but they aren't. They're hollow, and something else has crawled inside. The Black Fox? Fusai?
What was that last word?
Fusai. Which means, let me just check, it means sly or cunning. He's very dead.
Hmm. I suppose this has confirmed something.
Hmm.
It's something.
It's told you quite a lot about the Akino.
Yeah.
Hmm. I would have picked up most of that from what he said earlier, more subtly. But this confirms something.
And you may have a name there.
Hmm.
By this point, you've got Cheesy Hammer down.
Hmm.
Is she conscious, or...?
I don't know. How good's your wisdom?
3. I can give it a go. If the... I always forget.
Seneschal
will let me.
I imagine I'm a little busy with...
with guy who's whispering
the
and dropping
uncle.
Dead.
Yeah.
The most uncle of the uncles. Incidentally, this means that there is now only one Akirito left.
Hmm. Yeah, we didn't kill him.
Yet.
We didn't kill this one either.
Technically speaking, no, you did.
He just happened to die when we were there.
Yes. I mean...
And that's okay.
That's fine. I mean, it was less helped by you than the last one. So...
I've got 3 wisdom. Could I do the same thing and try and say that this has involving trying to get secrets out of her?
Yeah.
How many dice is that?
3.
3? I don't think I've got much else.
Bear with me a moment. Those are the stats for a Geki, not for the Cheesy Hammer.
These things are different.
That's quite a different conversation.
Okay. So, roll your dice.
Ooh. That's 3 sixes.
That's pretty good.
Plus, that's what, 18 plus 5 is
23.
So 26 total.
Okay. So she loses half. So then, you sort of get her woken up.
When you say you're busy, does that mean you're across the room?
I mean, it can do, but the executioner's standing right next to you, just so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah. I'm on guard, by the way.
Yep. That's fair. I mean, there's a cannibal Buddhist in the room, so that makes sense.
Plus, you know, we need to make sure GC Hennon doesn't run
off. You've received priority. What happens?
I managed to stabilize her.
Yeah. Okay. How many wages do you have?
Just the 1.
She's got 2. Do you want her to spend 1 of hers or 1 of yours?
She can spend 1 of hers first.
You wake her up and she sort of pushes herself into a sitting position. Her bow's gone. But she pushes herself into a sitting position and reaches down and clutches at her leg.
The injured one.
Yeah. Okay, I used an and there, but I could have achieved the same thing by saying she pushes herself up, clutching at her leg. You can now get something out. You can now get something out of it with your wager.
So you
will basically get to ask a question with your wager, and she will answer.
I'm gonna ask her, when your lord's plans are done, will Megumi Kitsune still stand as a clan?
Not as a clan, probably as a family within his. And she spends this. She's not clutching at her leg, she's clutching at a pouch. And while you've been talking, she pulls something out and just rolls it into the fire. 2 seconds later, smoke erupts throughout the room. When it clears, she is gone. And there's a Buddhist monk in the corner there. He's got one of the mercenary's arms, like, halfway to his mouth. I was just trying to work out which person it belonged to.
Right.
You see, Hannah is gone. Her bow has been left behind.
Can we throw that in the fire?
Yep.
Good.
It immediately stopped.
Well then, that was interesting.
Should have cut her arm off.
Mm.
I assume I've never seen that trick before. That was gunpowder, or?
You don't know. Your clan isn't big on gunpowder. You've got two guns, one of which is there.
But my point is, I've probably never seen anything like that before, even as the spymaster.
No.
Never seen anything quite like that before.
One of those geisha tricks, obviously.
Yeah. Next time I'll know to anticipate it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to throw some honour at you all for fucking you over, basically.
Looking around the room.
Yeah.
How much damage do we think we might have caused here?
The fire itself wasn't particularly damaging to the surroundings. I mean, there's an arrow sticking out of the wall over there. There's some claw marks in the rafters that wasn't technically you. And there's a lot of blood everywhere. All over the place.
Can we put some sort of appropriate compensation down on the bar?
Yes.
For the amount of cleaning they're going
to
have to do.
You wander over to the innkeeper and plunk some money down, and he's like, thank you. And sort of hand goes out and disappears it. Well, the hand still has the tetsubo over his shoulder. And his wife comes out of the kitchen, sort of rubbing her eyes and going, how? Is it over? The innkeeper looks around at all of you and then goes, not sure. What are you all doing?
Well, we paid for a room for the night. We'll probably get some sleep and then head back to base.
So the executioner's like, fuck it, I'm off to bed. What about the rest?
Is there anyone left to execute?
No.
No, well, there you go.
Well, maybe not. I mean, that kind of depends, doesn't it?
Trying to establish if here is the right place for this conversation.
I mean, who knows? The executioner is heading to bed, though. What are the rest of you doing?
I will sort of pause if I notice that none of the else of them are leaving.
Yeah, no, nobody has moved at this time. Mm. They all seem to be standing around, some considering, I suspect.
Raising an eyebrow here, pausing, watching.
You know, in recent years, there have been some odd things happening in our clan. I'm sure you've all noticed it. I kind of put my sword away, if I still have it out.
Okay. Do you leave your hand on the blade, or...?
No.
Okay. So what's in the scabbard?
The truth is, we all know what's been going on with the Daimyo.
Everybody lapses into silence for a second.
As of late, I've been wondering, given all that's happened with the Akino,
the Akarito
family, how they once held power in our clan, and clearly the Daimyo is paranoid about that, but I do wonder if he has reason to be paranoid. Perhaps he is not the right choice for the clan.
You can go ahead and pass me one of those back. The innkeeper and his wife sort of look at each other and going, and that's our cue to go in the kitchen, I feel, and walk into the kitchen.
I nod to them as they go.
The Buddhist monk just goes, and sits down cross-legged in the corner with his arms folded and just waits.
Is he looking in my direction?
I don't know.
I pointedly make sure that I have all of you in my view as I'm saying this.
I'm removing my...
The paper?
Yes.
So he reaches up and he grabs the top of the paper talisman that is plastered over that massive wound he got from the other enemy executioner and pulls it off, taking like blood and scabs all the way down, and drops it on the floor.
We are having this conversation now. Very well.
My point is, given what we've discovered over the last few weeks, has it been?
Two seasons.
Yeah. What we've discovered recently, it sounds like there's going to be a power shift within our clan, and I'm not sure if that would be such a bad thing.
Hand is on guard now.
Okay.
And this is why you've been plotting against the Dayan.
The spymaster suddenly experiences that butter clenching. Hang on a minute.
I have been looking at options, but everything that I have done for the clan. As I said before this fight, I am loyal to the clan.
The executioner is looking over at the seneschal. Because the seneschal, when the daimyo is not here, is the daimyo effective?
I mean, that's true.
The seneschal will give the executioner a small nod.
I go to try and kill him the fuck down.
So that would be strike.
Yes.
You're not on guard. Nope. This is going to end not well for you, I'm afraid. So, striking, combat, strike. Violence, there we go. You get two bonus dice. You get your prowess. You get your executioner. You get your name. You get your sword. You get your prowess.
Cool.
I don't think you've got anything else, unless you want to spend some honor.
Would I be able to say that Silver-Tongued and Whispering Wind, considering that this is all conspiracy-related? I mean, I know it's not necessarily
It's not in this, because that's what's got you in trouble.
I'm going to spend some honor.
Yep, go ahead. So, you can spend one honor just to give yourself four dice.
Yeah.
If you spend another honor, you could tag his injury, which is a how many injury?
Rank 3.
Now, technically, that would come out of the pool and then go back into the pool. They don't give me rules for it, so I'm just going to remove them from the pool and put them in my personal pool. So at that point, you get another 3 dice on top of the 4 you had before.
Right.
Mr. Executioner,
mm-hmm.
You also can spend honor, remember?
I don't have much honor left.
I know. You've got one underneath that character sheet, by the way.
I'm going to spend one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Four dice. To make certain.
We're getting rid of this dishonorable bit for our clan, so I say that. We're not a particularly honorable clan in the first place. It's fine.
I mean, you guys designed this clan.
We did.
You really only have yourselves to blame. So, at this point, as before, you set aside your wages secretly.
So is this... how does this work?
Your wages are probably going to go into glory, is the answer. Unless you're going to hit somebody and try and not kill them, your wages, you should put them in even numbers so that you can just turn them into glory points.
Okay, so we won't actually get to use these wages. It's just...
Again, if you're going to try and use them to change what happens, not kill people, that sort of thing, then yes... But you're fairly certain the executioner is going to
execute you.
But can I use them as like a one last before I die?
You get to do that anyway.
Okay,
well, actually, sure. You get to do that after you've been horrifically stabbed.
Right.
Because okay. You get a dying soliloquy, effectively. So, set aside your wages in secret. Roll the rest of your dice.
More, so.
Okay. Pretty good dice rolls. You did it, remember the clan sword, right?
Yeah, I added the one dice for the clan sword.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh,
40. 29. So, not terrible. Executioner. What happens?
I horrifically slash him across sort of a rising cut across the stomach and chest, ending with this thing mostly embedded in his heart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a killing blow.
Yeah. Did either of you have any wages?
I had two.
No, no. Okay, so you get 1 point of glory
for killing this treacherous douchebag.
Well,
can I?
There is a.
My last truth as I'm dying?
Yes.
I left instructions with one of the spies that I had tasked before I left to continue on the plotting,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Even if I don't return.
Okay. You fall down, have your final soliloquy, and then die.
I know that what you're doing now is only for the Daimyo, but I am sure in time you will come to realize that what I was doing was the right thing, and that you are fools to trust the Daimyo so blindly. And then I die.
I look over at the Buddhist priest.
He's watching all of this with a fair amount of interest.
Don't make me wish I spent my last truth on the Buddhist priest.
I gesture at his corpse. He's all yours.
Oh, I'll give him a good burial.
Clean sword. Back him scabbard.
At which point, I'm going to say you all head off. And take your way back towards your own lands. Now, can I... Did we do the season stuff at the beginning of the next season or the end of this season? I can't remember.
I think we did it at the beginning.
Okay. Yeah. In which case, I will just say, you guys return through the Hagana Rashi lands to your own lands. At this time, the Nakatomi have not attacked, and you reach your castle. And we will deal with what happens next, the next time we play Blood and Honor in autumn. And at that point, you'll be playing somebody different.
Yeah.
And via the mediums of the internet, most likely.
Probably.
We got to our first bit of tragedy for the Samurai tragedy.
I'm pretty pleased with how that...
That was an awesome way to go out. Honestly,
if this had been a Samurai film, I'd be looking for... whichever one is the sequel. Because these two chapters have been quite a nice samurai film trope.
Mm.
They've gone quite well. Honestly, the system is a bit clunky.
Mm.
It needs some extra bits.
Because
mass murder is a bit...
Yeah, the fighting is.
It works great for duels.
Mm.
It works okay for stuff like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. The mass murder rules, I just don't... They don't gel for me. I don't know if it's because I'm... What's that?
Fine.
I don't know if it's because I'm not running them that way, because I don't like the mass murder rules, is basically the problem, because it just turns into one round of blah, no chance for anybody to be a hero, which kind of seems wrong for the genre.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if it was just involving non-samurai, then sure, whatever, but
yeah.
We're samurai.
I mean, we worked out that you guys could hack your way through, was it 12 Ashigaru round without issue? It's like...
Yeah, I mean, it's basically like
Okay, what's it called again? 13 Assassins. Yeah. Seriously, if you've not watched 13 Assassins,
you really should watch
it. It's so fucking great.
It is such a good film. But yeah, I'm on the whole though, I'm very pleased with the game we're ending up with.
When you're saying about the system, I really like the wager aspect. I know half the time I forget they exist and I can't think of them, but it's a really nice thing.
Yeah,
it's cool.
I've never come across a game before.
No, I mean, that's part of the thing. Part of the problem that we had when we first started was taking narrative control as the players is weird and new and unusual.
Yeah. But it's that thing of not only how many dice do I have, but how many do I want to risk on? And it's that extra dimension of trying to decide what to roll.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite fun.
It is good. I mean, it needs just like a little bit. It's nearly there.
Mm.
I just want to tweak some bits. It's 164 A5 pages, 169 A5 pages. It's got nothing about NPCs, which is an oversight. I need a bit more. What I might do is before we play Awesome, I might fiddle with it a bit. But I quite liked how the fight in the inn went.
Mm.
Yeah. Splitting it up meant it was an individual thing, but it was still all part of the main thing.
Mm.
But anyway, so no more Spymaster.
No more Spymaster, but his plans live on.
His plans indeed live on.
We know what his symbol is, so we can go track those people down.
Because there's at least three plans that the Spymaster has set into motion, one of which you don't know about.
Ooh.
Because nobody knew about setting the Yakuza off to send rumours about.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
You know about him getting the last Akarita one side. You know about, spies and shit. But you don't know about the Yakuza. So, anyway, thank you very much for joining us. Hopefully you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. If you have, then please do feel free to leave us iTunes reviews, Podchaser reviews, Podbean reviews, shout about us from church roofs, that sort of thing.
Send messenger pigeons.
Send messenger pigeons. You can talk to us on Twitter's at CultTeamDice, on the web at thecultofteamdice.net, on the Facebooks at The Cult of Tame Dice. You can talk to me at Mordrigan. You can talk to him at Blooded Fox. You can talk to her at T Gremlin. Thank you for listening and goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Om nom nom, says the Buddhist monk. Well, the Buddhist cannibal. Well, the cannibal monk.
Bye.